from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. A skydiving plane crash that sent 15 people to the hospital late Wednesday afternoon is under investigation. The plane went off the runway and crashed at Cross Keys Airport in Gloucester County. The FAA confirms that 15 people were on board, including the pilot, when the single-engine Cessna plane went down in a wooded area west of the airport. Three people were critically injured. The pilot had reported engine trouble before the crash. According to our new Rutgers-Eagleton poll, a slight majority of 52% say Donald Trump is having an impact on the gubernatorial election here in New Jersey. But when broken down by party, Republicans and Democrats see things differently.
We see a much smaller percentage among Republicans, Chitterelli supporters, and so on, saying that Trump is a major factor in their vote.
That's director of the Eagleton Center for Public Interest Polling at Rutgers, New Brunswick, Ashley Koning. The headline finding of the survey is that Democratic Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill holds a 20-point lead over her Republican opponent, Jack Chitterelli. A 60-year-old North Jersey man is back in trouble for allegedly harassing and threatening staff at an Outback steakhouse.
Wayne resident Khalil Bacco is charged with terroristic threats, aggravated assault, harassment, and weapons offenses after the June 27th incident. In 2020, he was busted on similar charges for threatening some Wayne pizzeria workers with a knife. In that case, Bacco pleaded guilty to a weapons offense and was sentenced to 3 years in prison. He's also previously been convicted of terroristic threats and stalking. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:02. Fast traffic is next.
New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, we're going to be under sunshine, just a few clouds at first, giving way to thunderstorms late this afternoon into the early evening. For the southern coast, it is expected to stay dry. Some of the storms, by the way, are going to be moving fast enough that they could have some stronger wind gusts. Highs will be near 90, lows in the low to mid-60s. 4th of July is less humid, sunny, mid to upper 80s, sunshine poking through some clouds Saturday, upper 80s. This is meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
And New Jersey weather brought to you by Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach in Seaside Heights. Classic Jersey Shore fun for everyone. Lots of free events like princess parties, character meet and greets, live animal shows, dinosaurs, magic, and spectacular shows you don't want to miss. Go to Casino Pier NJ for details. Phillipsburg, 65, Princeton, 66, Cherry Hill, 74. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.